today we're going to talk about music, what our favorite music is, why we love it so much, what it means to us. So today I would like to introduce to you two wonderful people, Mr. Axel.
Hi there.
And Miss Celine.
Hi.
And my name is Erin. And for now, we're going to just give you a few hints on our favorite songs. We will guess each other's songs, and afterwards we were going to talk about them. So Axel, won't you start, please?
Okay, just let me pick up my mind.
Don't you cry no more. Oh yeah. My gosh, I know the song. But what's the title of the song?
Carry On a Wayward Son.
Yeah, okay, but I know that song. I didn't know the title, but I know it, and I like it.
I feel like I know the song, but I...
You must have heard of it, yeah.
I've heard the melody, but I can't pinpoint it right
that's
now.
That's the thing. It's by Kansas. The melody is very famous, but the song itself is not. For me, I first heard it watching Supernatural, of course. And since I'm a big fan, it shortly after it became my favorite song, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's nice my choice. Ringtone on my phone, so...
Yeah, I feel like we're learning a lot about your personality right now.
So basically, I find old songs like this, which carry meaning, a lot more preferable, something I like a lot more than modern songs, although I enjoy all kinds of music. I mean, the fact that I like Kansas or Queen or something like that doesn't mean that I won't go crazy about Post Malone. I mean,
right. That's a nice comparison.
So you would say you have a really diverse taste in music and also value old music, but you're open for new music as well?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Okay. I mean, there are things that I will not tolerate, of course, like coming with modern music, because like there are songs that are just not music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's also old music. That's not good.
Well, yeah, sure.
Well, we probably don't know about it anymore because people forgot about it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It didn't catch on, so it faded all. It's like evolution.
I think, though, that it's coming back a little bit. But maybe we'll learn more about it when we hear your song, Celine.
Ooh, okay, so my song is...
Sorry, I don't know which song that is.
Like the first, I straight up went to memes when I heard the first like and I was like, it's totally Rocky. It's like
I'm not sure if I got the melody completely right, but it was supposed to be "Ain't It Fun" by Paramore. Do you know that song?
I know Paramore. Which song?
"Ain't It Fun."
Sorry, I don't know the song.
Yeah, I don't the title. I have no idea, but I like it sounded kind of familiar, but I didn't know it.
Yeah, but so you know Paramore, right?
I do.
It's quite famous band, and it's my favorite band.
Oh, really?
And this song is one of the newer albums, which is quite different to what they used to make and that what they were famous for. So a lot of people know their Twilight stuff bit more like punk rock and like that, and the new albums are a bit more indie and also go to an 80s direction, which is really fun.
Oh, cool.
So because I like old music as well, the new stuff they make is even better for me because it kind of combines new music but has elements that are used in old music as well.
That sounds very really nice. I think I'm actually going to listen to their new albums now, really.
You might really like it, actually.
Okay, so here's my song. Do you know it?
It sounds so familiar, but I just, like, no title.
It is called Lola, right? Yeah. By the Kinks?
Exactly,
the Kinks.
By the Kinks.
Yes, yeah. I've heard. It's, that's such a happy song.
It is, I agree. I think there's also been a remake of it, I'm pretty sure, and I don't know if you know the movie, LOL, because that's also the title song of the movie. But anyways, it's a song from 1970, and it's a British band, and I think they're one of the coolest bands of all time, and they're actually on a reunion tour next year, which I'm definitely going to go to. And it's just a really joyful song, I think, and just really relaxing, and it reminds me of summer, and I don't know, I just feel good when I listen to it.
Yeah, I think it's a summer song. It's like a song you listen to on a road trip in the car,
exactly.
When sun's setting.
Well, I guess we can all agree that we all love old music. But actually, so why exactly do you prefer older music, and what actually do we define with old music? Because I think personally I love music from 60s, 70s and 80s. I really love especially the 70s period, because I love the rock and roll, and I love how much the vibe of the songs. I can't really explain it. They're just so vivid, I think. What do you think?
Well, for me, my definition of old is somewhat distorted, because like anything made before I was born is old for me.
Yeah.
But I guess each era has its specific thing, like the rock, the hippie songs, the really like old school jazz stuff, blues. I really like 40s music, like post-war stuff.
Wow.
It's also like you can feel the age, I think. You can feel the era. And that's one thing about old songs that I really like, because of the feeling that they give you. It's like they're so more full of emotion, so more full of like happiness in a way. They make you feel nostalgic and happy, and I kind of lack that with modern music. I mean, it's not this authentic atmosphere. I don't feel it listening to something from this year.
You feel like the older songs, they actually mean what they're singing. Like the lyrics are just very deep.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that there aren't deep songs today, but I feel like old music was like 99%, and today is like 10% meaningful music, and 90% we gotta sell this album music.
Yeah,
right.
I think it really depends on what the mainstream is at that time, because in the past it used to be like rock music like that, and they wanted to be to be really authentic in a way, to like show their protest or whatever. And today it's really about, you know, just
business.
Selling and business.
Yeah.
Not always, because I would say that the more like the rock indie section scene is not as mainstream and not as focused on that, and that the music there is more authentic as well. But it really depends on genre and mainstream music the time, I would say. So,
a lot.
Yeah, but I agree that old music is just like, it's nostalgic.
Yeah, you can always depend on it if you're in a good mood.
Yeah, you can.
So, basically just, I think music is so important in our lives. It gives us a vivid place to escape to, and it just makes life more vibrant and more colorful. And I honestly couldn't imagine a life without music. I don't know how you guys see it.
Completely agree.
I don't think anyone can imagine life without music or some kind of rhythm in their life.
Yeah,
it's true.
Think that's where we can stop. I hope all the listeners, you enjoyed listening to us and you can relate a bit, and we're gonna say goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.